Now back at home, and HRT medicines and products are now finally available free to women, regardless of income from, and they're available from participating pharmacies. Now the scheme was introduced by the former Health Minister Stephen Donnelly. It was due to come into effect last January. It's estimated that free HRT can save women up to €800 a year. For more, I'm joined by the President of the Irish Pharmacy Union, Tom Murray. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Now, are all pharmacies across the country now on board and participating in the scheme?
The latest figures I have was for Friday afternoon, and obviously it's a bank holiday weekend. There are 87% of pharmacists who are signed up, but I do anticipate that that will increase largely over the weekend, and I'd say that's actually more a problem to do with the bank holiday weekend and processing that. But I do anticipate that all the reasons for not signing up have been removed, and I think pharmacists will sign up and eventually there'll be 100% coverage. But what's important is that there will be full national coverage for free HRT for women of Ireland, and pharmacists have always wanted to support and always have supported women's health and improved women's health access, and I'm delighted that there was national coverage now from pharmacists to do this.
You say all the reasons for not signing up have now been removed, but was there any change in the payment of pharmacies, which was one of the stumbling blocks?
Well, there was, if you go back to, as you mentioned there, when the service was initially launched in October last year by the former Minister for Health, it wasn't to include service fees at all, and it wasn't really free HRT. And it was actually the Pharmacists of Ireland through the IPU that advocated for fair treatment of women and for the same treatment of women of childbearing age and non-childbearing age, and that's why it's become free HRT. You are aware, yes, that there was conversations around the fee to be paid, but in the wider context of moving forward with our framework and addressing the 17 years of pay freeze that's existed in pharmacy, in the wider context, those issues have been resolved, and the Minister for Health deserves acknowledgement for moving forward with that and taking this to free HRT.
So you'll get €5 each pharmacy, yes. €5 per dispensing. There's been no change on that. That's the agreed framework.
There's been no change on that. There was an increase in the signing up fee as well, but more importantly was the context of moving forward with other pharmacy services that we want to provide through the signing of the framework, which allows a lot of issues in pharmacy to be resolved.
All right. For women needing access now to HRT, is it important that they are on the drug payment scheme to access it?
If they're non-medical card patients, they must be on the drug payment scheme, because that's the only system that's set up by the state to understand and identify the product, and therefore for the product to come through as a zero claim. So it is essential, and we have been involved in advertising that and notifying women of that, as has the Minister and the Department and the HSE. There's been quite a lot of public notifications that it is absolutely essential to sign up to the DPS if you're a non-medical card patient.
All right. And clearly, Tom, you expect even that 87%, which is fairly widespread, to be even greater by tomorrow at the end of the holiday weekend. But if a woman is in a pharmacy that is not dispensing HRT, will they be directed to where it is available?
That's a discussion for the woman, her local pharmacist to have. And it's obviously a decision for that patient to have, whether she wishes to remain in the pharmacy she's in or not. If they're a private patient and their family already go over the €80 on the drug payment scheme, there may not be any great need for her to move. So this really is a conversation for the patient to have, or the lady to have, with her local pharmacist. And it depends on her own familial circumstances. But I do think that figure of 87% will rise again. And I do think that this example, pharmacists are willing to and really happy to support women's access to hormonal health for free. And I think that it's really a figure of the fact that the bank holiday weekend is there, and it's probably a delay in processing.
All right. That's the President of the Irish Pharmacy Union, Tom Murray.